At least 22 people have been killed and about 40 injured as a stampede broke out on Mumbai's Elphinstone railway station's foot over bridge. According to the Mumbai Railway's PRO, a large number of people had gathered there in order to protect themselves from the heavy rains. And while one of them was leaving, he slipped, thus causing chaos. And in typical fashion, the government and the BMC are blaming each other for the tragedy.
Responding to senior BJP leader Yashwant Sinha's scathing criticism of the way economy was handled by the NDA government, Finance Minister Arun Jaitley yesterday called him a job applicant at the age of 80 who had perhaps forgotten his own track record as a former finance minister. Jaitley, without naming Sinha or P. Chidambaram, said he did not have the luxury of being a former finance minister. Sinha this morning hit back, saying if he were a job applicant, Jaitley perhaps would not be the finance minister of this country today.
In some bad news for Manchester City, star striker Sergio Aguero is said to be ruled out for 6 to 8 weeks after fracturing his ribs in a car accident in Amsterdam. Aguero was travelling back from a concert when the taxi he was travelling in hit a column of the road and overturned.
Reliance Jio has today announced a festive offer for iPhone lovers in India, wherein a Jio buyback scheme is offering a 70% cashback to those who purchase the iPhone 8 or the 8 Plus through Reliance Digital, Jio Store or Jio.com. Now, as per the Jio buyback scheme, the users can avail 70% cashback upon using both the smartphones for an entire year along with a Jio SIM card and returning it after an year.
Czech car manufacturer Skoda is all set to enter the Indian SUV market once again with its new offering Kodiaq, and we have actually driven the car to bring you the first time review. The Kodiaq premium SUV has been the company's best seller in various markets. So, is it good for the Indian roads? Read that story and more on news18.com.